This Week in Health with Dr. Declan Matthews, kindly sponsored by the Clockgate Pharmacy.
Right, we're going to get started there with our interview today, Declan. So we'll start with, there seems to be a bit of concern with people about taking the AstraZeneca vaccine. Do you think it is safe?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of talk about which vaccine should I get. The vaccine you should get is the vaccine you're offered. There really won't be much choice in that. We just get a delivery of whichever one we get. With us, it's the Pfizer one, and it's just a matter of giving it. The thing with the AstraZeneca is a lot of the side effects that they've talked about. The most important one, really, that probably people worry about is that it does seem to sort of give you a little bit more of a local reaction, which is your arm is a bit sore and that sort of stuff. You feel a bit more fluey. But really, that's not a reason to not to take it, because by God, if you get COVID, you'll certainly have a sore arm and you'll certainly feel fluey. So avoid COVID like the plague. Take whichever vaccine you're given.
Yeah. How is the rollout of the vaccine going in the surgery?
It's going really, really well, actually, to tell you not but the truth. We gave out another 19 of them on this day last week.
And 99, sorry.
Yeah. And we'll be doing more again next week. It's every second week we get our delivery, but it's going really, really well. People are delighted to be getting it. And as I say, you know, 99 in a day, it's a lot, but we could do that every day if they give us enough vaccine to do it every day.
That was my next question. Are people happy to get it, and can they relax a little bit after receiving their second dose?
Yeah, people are delighted to get it. There's no doubt. And you'll know people who have had the vaccine. They've got a certain smug smile on their face. They feel, you know, I've had my vaccine.
Is that why you're always smiling?
Yes, that's why I'm always smiling, Liz, yeah. But, you know, they do have a smug smile on their face, and they're always a sort of, you know, they know that they're fairly well protected. And certainly within a week or 10 days after the second dose, you really are well protected. There's talk now at the moment that maybe that if granny and granddad have both had the vaccine, well, then their children and grandchildren can actually come and visit them without masks. Now, they haven't actually made this official yet, but it's sort of thing they're looking at. And it's a no-brainer. It would sound like if granny and granddad have been vaccinated, they have a 99%, 95 to 99% chance of not getting COVID. So it would free people up a little bit.
But is the fear that they could still, even though they've been vaccinated, they could still pass it on to somebody?
I think that's the sort of fear, though there's no evidence that that's actually happening, and there's no great evidence that it's not happening. But as I say, the gut feeling is that they are safe.
I mean, like, common sense would probably say, like, they're vaccinated, so more than likely they're not going to have it, so they're not going to pass it on if they don't have it.
Yeah, well, common sense would also sort of say that, like, you know, if you have the vaccine, you build up antibodies to the COVID-19, so that even if you get infected with it, you'll fight it fairly well, so you won't produce that much virus to pass on to anybody else.
Okay. Any update on when the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be rolled out?
No, I think they're talking about April for that, but then sure, we'll be in April soon enough, so hopefully, you know, there's all this talk that April, May and June are going to be our great months when we get loads of it. Is it a million a month they're talking about? They're talking about, as I say, but you don't know what's going to happen because, you know, with the delays in sort of supply, you get a bit worried. Sometimes we seem to promise more than we can deliver, which I think is probably unfair to people in a way.
Yeah, because I saw Stephen Donnelly said this morning that by June, 4 out of 5 adults will be vaccinated by June. I mean, if that's the case, surely it's just a case of opening up the country in June.
I would have thought so. But I mean, in all honesty, and if you ask me in all honesty, Liz, I don't see them all being done in June. Mm. There will be other hiccups on the way. There always seems to be, you know.
Yeah. Is there any evidence of people being reinfected?
You read about it, but I haven't seen it. In theory, I've heard of somebody who got it twice after being vaccinated. That wasn't in Ireland, that was just a case written up. But I think you would be extremely, extremely, extremely unlucky if that happened to you.
Okay. The Taoiseach has said we were at a fragile time in the pandemic. Is there anything we can do to stop the spread getting worse?
I think we've been at a fragile time in the pandemic since the day it started, if you ask me. You know, it's very difficult. And certainly this lockdown is going on forever and ever, amen. And I think people are getting very, very fed up of it. I mean, look, limit our contacts, no big parties, that sort of stuff. They're the sort of things you really need to watch.
Yeah. Like they've been saying that we need to knuckle down more than we have been doing in the past few weeks. Like, and I think people are just coming to this, what more can we do?
Yeah, I think people are getting lockdown fatigue. And when you get lockdown fatigue, what basically happens is you start breaking the rules and then you start breaking more rules and you start going outside the 5K. And I think they need to be very conscious of this, because I feel people are at the end of that tether, really. We've gone on a long time. Christmas was a long time ago now, and we're in lockdown since Stevens's Day. It's proving very, very difficult. And you do get the feeling when you're out and about that there's a lot of people out and about.
Yeah, there's also reports that Monday and Tuesday have been really busy for people been referred for testing. Are you referring many patients for testing?
No, we're not referring many at all. But again, I think that goes back to being in Cork, I think, at the moment. Certainly the places that seem to be in trouble at the moment are Tullamore in County Offaly and parts of Dublin. They seem to be the main places in trouble at the moment. We're not seeing an awful lot of increase. In fact, you know, I've referred very few for testing in the last 2 weeks.
I just definitely think that maybe regional opening up should be on the cards to you.
I think some sort of at least let us loose in our own county, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think easing restrictions might help people a little bit, even if we got something?
I think you have to give people something. We've all been very good, you know. We've been very good since Christmas. I think you have to let the golfers back. You have to let people do things. You have to let people go a little bit more than 5K. You know, you just can't keep that, you know. We keep that going forever. We're not a police state. And you get the feeling, the poor Gardaí, I feel sorry for them, you know, that they're out there trying to enforce sort of rules that are very difficult to enforce.
And they should be vaccinated. Like, they should be really top priority as well.
They should have been well done by now. And I really don't see why they weren't, and I don't see what the logic is in not doing them.
Yeah, I know, it's actually terrible. There's some talk the schools may not go back after the Easter holidays. What's your view on this?
Well, unless we show that schools are a great source of infection, which we haven't shown yet. I know there's been one or two cases, but we haven't shown that they're a great source of infection. So I think for everybody's sake, for the pupils' sake, for the teachers' sake, and especially for the parents' sake, I think they need to go back.
I think so as well, because, I mean, it can't be good for the children to in out. I mean, I know even a lot of children are disappointed that they're off for 2 weeks. They're only back for 2 weeks, most of them, and they're off for 2 weeks on Easter tomorrow. It's not fair.
It's not fair, no. And I mean, sort of if you go back to when we were all children going to school, oh yeah, you'd love a day off or you'd love a week off. They've had a lot of time off and they're really not enjoying it. They don't. And I mean, if you're doing a leave insert and that sort of stuff, it's tough, you know, it's really, really tough.
Yeah. In good news, hospital numbers are continuing to come down.
Yeah, I think that's great news. And I think even though we'll say the cases, we've had 1,300 and something this week, but most of them have been over 500 or 600. And I think sort of that's a worry. But the great bit about that is that the actual hospital numbers are down, and the admission rate to hospital is quite low at the moment. So the hope is that even though there's still the numbers are worryingly and sort of disappointingly high, at least people don't seem to be ending up in hospital. So that may be a fact that it's younger people are getting it and they're able to fight it better.
Yeah, hopefully, like, I mean, with obviously the vaccinations, most of the vulnerable people are nearly done by now, so.
Well, certainly we'll say we will have all our over 70s done within the next 3 to 4 weeks, and that they're first doses.
That's very
and
good.
That will be brilliant. Yeah, you know, once that's done, you feel like we can get a bit freer. They're then going to do the lower age groups who are vulnerable. And again, once you have those two cohorts finished, I think really it will be very good.
Are nursing homes finished?
Nursing homes are done.
Oh, that's great. And that was my next point. In other good news, nursing home residents are allowed visitors again. Have you any advice for a person who's going to visit someone?
No, I mean, the main advice is if you have symptoms of a flu-like illness, if you have problems with your taste or smell, if you think you have even a half a chance of having COVID, don't go.
Yeah.
I mean, they are vaccinated and that's very, very good. So the chances of them getting anything from you probably are low, but that's still no reason. If you have any symptoms at all, don't go. I think they're being allowed 2 visits a week, I think is the way it is at the moment. But I don't think there's any time constraints on it, but it's 2 visits a week. That's great. I mean, there's lots of people who haven't seen their mammy or daddy for a long, long time and they really need to, both for the people visiting and for the people being visited.
Yeah. Do you think there's a chance that, like, people that have symptoms of COVID, maybe like just general people at home, and they're not going forward for testing because they don't want to isolate and whatever?
I think there's probably a few people like that, but I think most people would be very sensible about it and they would go and get the test done and they will go and self-isolate for the 2 weeks. You know, people aren't stupid really, but look, in society you're always going to have a small percentage who want to do it their way, and it's not necessarily the correct way.
Okay, Declan, thanks very much.